Americans are widely opposed to allowing trans students to compete on women's and girls' sports teams, which a number of states have banned in recent years. That's according to a new NPR Ipsos poll on transgender rights. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
On the question of whether transgender female students should be able to compete on teams that align with their gender identity, only 24% of those polled said yes, they should be able to. Among Republicans, that number plummets. Just 4% said yes. For Ipsos Vice President Mallory Newell, that tiny number shows the potency of Republican messaging.
This has become a very powerful talking point, and what our polling's showing is that it's resonating with a significant majority of their base.
And it's clearly resonating with people like Paul Bjork.
Any law that will support transgender, I will be against.
He's a semi-retired contractor in Fort Smith, Arkansas, who says his views are shaped by the Bible and conservative podcasts.
Biologically, in reality, there's only a male-female, and to have a male compete in a female sport, it doesn't work. I mean, it's not fair for the woman.
Many, including scientists, reject that view of a gender binary. Still, nearly 20 states have passed transgender youth sports bans. Trans advocate Chris Mosier, the founder of transathlete.com, says the NPR Ipsos poll reflects how politicized these issues have become.
It doesn't come as a surprise to me. It's deeply disappointing, but the truth of the matter is trans women are not dominating in sports. They have never dominated in sports. And a lot of this has just been a scare tactic by the right to create a political wedge in an election year.
Our poll shows that independent voters oppose trans female athletes competing on women's and girls' sports teams by about a 3-to-1 margin. And even among Democrats, opinion is pretty evenly split, 46% in favor, 41% opposed. Rebecca Goldstein, a data manager and Democrat from Newton, Massachusetts, is among those who support trans female athletes on this question.
I just have a strong conviction that if someone's woman wants to compete as a woman, they should be the ones who can make the decision. No one else should be able to decide that for other people.
But Danielle Preventure, a Democrat from Boynton Beach, Florida, says she's conflicted and she feels kind of bad about it.
I don't want to be discriminatory, but I recognize that there are differences in men and women's bodies, and you can't get around that, especially when it comes to competition.
The NPR Ipsos poll also shows a stark partisan split on laws about gender transition medical care. Just 14% of Democrats say they are in favor of state laws that prevent transgender youth from getting treatment, such as hormone therapy. As for Republicans, a majority, 55%, say those bans are a good idea. But Nina Van Camp, a Republican from Knoxville, Tennessee, bucks her party on this question.
This is what the child wants, and they should be able to follow up on what they feel that they need. Government gets involved in too much, in my opinion. That is none of their daggone business.
In a related question, the NPR Ipsos poll asked whether people agree with state laws or policies that classify gender transition medical care for youth as child abuse.
That question makes me want to vomit.
It's not the question itself that's nauseating, Democrat Danielle Preventure explains, but the policy it's asking about. She calls it ludicrous.
I think it's a caring and a helpful thing for a parent to be able to do this. It's the opposite of child abuse.
But it is the policy now in Texas, where some families of children receiving transgender care have been investigated by Child Protective Services. Again, we see a sharp partisan split on this poll question. Nearly half of Republicans say that providing trans medical care for youth is child abuse, while Democrats overwhelmingly say no. Ipsos pollster Mallory Newell says this sharp division on transgender rights fits a pattern.
It is just one of the myriad examples in our society right now.
Where, she says, our partisan affiliation is the lens through which we look at all issues. Melissa Block, NPR News.